KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, a little light fog. It's 32 degrees. Temperature's been holding steady at 32 for the past 2 or 3 hours. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Weather forecast for today is calling for it to be cloudy with a high around 37 through late this morning. The temperature is nearly steady or slowly falling. There is a winter weather advisory currently in effect until 9 a.m. And at 6 this evening, a blizzard warning will be in effect for Cass and area counties for cloudy skies, snow, and blowing snow at 20 to 40 plus miles per hour. Road conditions currently are still mostly 100% ice covered along parts of the Interstate 80 corridor and the secondary highways in the listing area. Other roads are partially covered with ice. The further south you get, the roadway conditions are better. And as you head toward Stewart into Des Moines, roadway conditions are better there. Now, the Audubon County Secondary Roads Department reports county roads there are completely ice covered this morning and state highways are partially covered. The plows were expected to head out just before 7 a.m. to get some material on the hard surface county roads. Officials say there are still lots of vehicles sitting on the shoulders due to adverse driving conditions last night. So if you have a vehicle sitting on the shoulder of a road in Audubon County, please try to move it later this morning to aid them in upcoming snow removal process. They ask you to stay safe and do not travel unless it's absolutely necessary this weekend. Audubon Superintendent Brett Gibbs reports the Audubon School Board has approved a contract for Quentin Stanerson as the new 5th through 12th grade principal. Their decision was made during a special board meeting held Friday morning. Stanerson comes to Audubon from Center Point and has been a teacher and coach at North Lynn Middle School High School since 2004. At North Lynn, Stanerson taught high school social studies and over the years has coached football, wrestling, and track. He has an extensive background in working with the implementation of the Iowa Core and served North Lynn's Teacher Leadership Planning Committee and Technology Committee. Mr. Stanerson was a non-commissioned officer in the U.S. Marine Corps and spent 4 years in the Iowa State Legislature, where he served on the Education and Veterans Affairs Committees. He and his wife had 3 kids, and they'll be moving to Audubon this summer to begin his new position. He succeeds Eric Traeger as the 5th through 12th grade principal up at Audubon. When Traeger succeeds Brett Gibbs as superintendent at the end of the current school year, Gibbs is retiring at the end of June. Iowa Labor Commissioner Michael Morrow says he will retire amid controversy after a long career in public service. Friday's announcement comes amid allegations that Morrow and top aides oversaw a hostile work environment and retaliated against whistleblowers. Morrow said he'll retire April 1st with 4 years left in his second-year term as commissioner, following his 2011 appointment by Governor Branstad. A Democrat, Morrow previously served 1 term as Iowa Secretary of State and 2 decades as Polk County Auditor and Director of Elections. Morrow fired Iowa Occupational Health and Safety Administration Director Jens Nissen in October. OSHA Supervisor Deborah Babb retired under pressure that same day following an investigation into allegations that she mistreated subordinates. Nissen has alleged Morrow and his deputy ran the office like a clique, giving friends favoritism and punishing critics. The state ombudsman's office is investigating. Separately, 2 safety inspectors who say they complained about Babb were fired last month and they're alleging retaliation. Governor Kim Reynolds on Friday announced several additional cabinet appointments. Those cabinet secretaries will serve as important agents as Governor Reynolds carries out her work to serve Iowans. Among the appointees was Rod Roberts, who will serve as the next labor commissioner. Roberts previously served as director of the Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals for 8 years. He also served in the Iowa House of Representatives for 10 years. A native Iowan, Roberts was born in Waverly and raised in Ziering. He currently resides in Carroll, and he will be replacing current labor commissioner Michael Morrow, who, as we mentioned, is retiring. Roberts says it's an honor to be named Iowa's labor commissioner, and I appreciate Governor Reynolds' confidence in my abilities. In this new role, he says, my focus will be on ensuring Iowans are able to work in a safe and healthy environment. Well, former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack has decided against running for the U.S. Senate. For the past couple of months, Vilsack has been meeting privately with influential Democrats and supporters of his previous statewide campaigns in 1998 and 2002, discussing a potential challenge to Republican Joni Ernst's bid for re-election next year. Vilsack hinted at the run in December, suggesting Ernst's record might be vulnerable.
Make him squeal? I don't know. Have we made even these folks squirm at all? I don't know. Have we? I haven't seen it, but I think a happy warrior, I think we're ready for that.
Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price issued a written statement Friday afternoon saying Democrats appreciate Vilsack's thoughtful and deliberate consideration of making a run for the seat. Price added that there will be a spirited primary to select the Democrat who will challenge Ernst in 2020. A recent Des Moines Register, Iowa poll found Ernst's public approval rate at 57% with Iowans. Vilsack got his start in politics as mayor of Mount Pleasant. He won election to the state Senate in 1992. In 1998, 1988, he was the first Democrat elected governor to Iowa in more than three decades. Vilsack briefly ran for president after serving two terms as Iowa's governor. He served 8 years as U.S. Secretary of Agriculture during the entire Obama administration and is currently the president and CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council. In other news, officials of the Community Foundations of Southwest Iowa report that on Tuesday, Nishna Valley Family YMCA Executive Director Dan Haynes presented a $23,000 check to the Cass County Community Foundation for the YMCA's permanent endowment fund held through the Community Foundation. The Wise Endowed Fund provides a permanent stream of support to further the local YMCA's charitable mission. Endowment funds were collected and will be deposited into the Cass County Community Foundation's pool of funds managed by the Omaha Community Foundation. The funds are invested so that the core balance is maintained for future growth, and a percentage of the investment earnings is available annually for distribution to the YMCA to help further their programs and support operational needs. Haynes says the Nishna Valley Family YMCA is grateful for our endowment fund donors and is pleased to place funds in the Cass County Community Foundation for investment and growth in the strong future of the NBA, or the YMCA, that is. The contribution was a result of the generosity of a number of donors. $9,000 of this donation was made possible through a special recognition program of Camblin Mechanical, whereby a $3,000 donation was made to the Nishna Valley Family YMCA Endowed Fund on behalf of three recent retirees. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Jerry Whalert, age 73, of Exira, died Monday at his home. Funeral services for Jerry Whalert will be today at 10:30 at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Sally Burmeister, age 78, of Harlan, died February 14th in Omaha. A memorial service for Sally Burmeister will be today at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Merle Turner, age 88, of Omaha and formerly of Atlantic, died February 9th. A celebration of life luncheon for Merle Turner, originally set for today at noon, has been postponed until further notice due to impending weather. Ronald DuPay, age 69, of Creston, died February 17th in Des Moines. A funeral mass for Ronald DuPay will be on Monday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stuart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. Shirley Welker, age 68, of Harlan, died February 16th. A mass of Christian burial for Shirley Welker will be Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Jonathan Heron, age 22, of Exira, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Jonathan Heron will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Harvey Wallace, age 86, of Fontenelle, died February 16th. Funeral services for Harvey Wallace will be next Tuesday at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Paul Conrad, age 63, of Las Vegas, Nevada, and formerly of Wyota, died January 28th. Private graveside services for Paul Conrad will be held at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is helping the family. Evelyn Karras, age 89, of Messina, died Thursday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab Center in Anita. Funeral services for Evelyn Karras will be on March 2nd at 11 a.m. at the Greenfield Gospel Chapel. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. George Marnon, age 78, who's formerly of Anita, died Wednesday in Columbia, Missouri. Funeral services for George Marnon will be held Saturday, March 2nd at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. That is a check of our news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.